us live is Christina Ioannidis. She is a health coach for women, the founder of Top of Her Game. And we're talking about how, as women, our bodies change, our hormones are forever shifting, and we're always trying to navigate these changes. It can be hugely daunting. However, if you don't empower yourself with the knowledge and education about what your body is going through, there can be some really significant health issues. Lack of knowledge, a big problem, Christina. I think stigma is a big barrier that you must be overcoming all the time to try and educate women about what's happening in their own bodies. Tell us a little bit about you and how you became a health coach.
Well, listen, thank you so much for having me. Absolutely. The reason why I actually became a health coach as part of my portfolio of in my career, if you like, because I am a professional trainer, facilitator, and consultant, is because I actually went through a seriously dark time in my what's called perimenopause, which I know we're going to talk about in a few moments. And I learned so much about what the stigmas are for women and the lack of information that we have. And that's what kind of threw me into this whole path of trying to get women to really understand what they're going through and they're not going crazy.
Well, this is the thing. And it's so frequently diminished as, oh, it's, you know, menopause is just a hot flush, or, oh, you're getting a bit batty as you get older. And unfortunately, some of the symptoms are really, really significant. Can you tell us a little bit about what you went through?
Sure. So I went, so I'm talking about there's two phases that I think we should distinguish. One is perimenopause and one is menopause. Most women are completely unaware that there's a phase before you actually stop having menses, which is called perimenopause, which is before the menopause.
And how long does that last?
Oh, honey, this can last anything between from the age of 35 through to 50. So it could be
this
absolutely 15 years of absolute mayhem. What happens is essentially our ovaries are dying, right? Just to put it bluntly. And so our hormones because our hormones are actually manufactured in a very complex way, our hormones start going up and down and completely imbalanced. So we have three main hormones, which are progesterone, estrogen, and testosterone. Yes, women have testosterone, which is another myth.
And we need it.
And we need it. Very, very important. So part of what happens is progesterone drops when we start perimenopause. And this tends to happen between, as I said, the ages, mostly it's the ages of 40 to 50, but some women get it much earlier. At 50, what tends to happen, plus, we go through the phase of menopause, which is when we stop having menses completely.
And we normally define this as if you've had a year without a period.
Exactly.
It's pretty definitive.
Pretty definitive. But however, post-menopause can take up to 10, 15 years. So
great.
So this is where we have a challenge. If you think about it, we're looking at 30 years of where you are up and down, constantly confused as to what your body is doing, and your body reacts in very, very different ways. And that's why I've become such a big proponent of educating women, because no two women are the same.
Exactly. Some women might breeze through it. Some women might be like, oh, I actually haven't had a period for a year, and I'm kind of through what should be the worst of it. Others, which unfortunately is all too common and all too unrecognized, is physical changes, which we can touch on, but also a huge amount around mental health, whether that is anxiety, brain fog, loss of identity. It can be really debilitating for an awful lot of people. Tell us about your own experience, Christina.
So my experience was, and there's seven realms that I want to touch upon, so we'll come to those.
You make it, that makes it sound magical. There's seven realms. I'm guessing it's not too magical.
Well, it's not magical, but hey, there are ways to dealing with it. So maybe there is magic in that.
I hope so.
So my story was that I actually, in my mid-40s, went through a serious amount of anxiety, depression, kind of losing myself. And I actually, one of the most important things that really happened to me was I developed what's called skin tags. And I thought that's, bizarre, but, I'll live with it. I went to the dermatologist, had them removed. But actually what I realized, fast forward a few years, is I was actually becoming pre-diabetic. I had an issue in losing weight. I had terrible amounts of inflammation in my body, and my knees were killing me. And I thought, you know what? It's age. You know, we're not supposed to do certain things after a certain time. Mm. But fast forward till today, I am much better, and I've just turned 50.
You're looking awesome.
Got to tell you. And I'm better at 50 than I was at 45. That shows you that there's stuff that you can do that can make you feel better, even if you're older, in inverted commas.
I think for many people, it takes a a lot of courage to go to a doctor about it, and unfortunately we're going to doctors who haven't got a huge amount of knowledge about it. Do you feel like there's a bit of an education gap there?
Look, the challenge is not just the education gap, is that because we're complex as beings, we gotta love women. We're much more complex and sophisticated, right? That's how I like to see it, the positive side.
I like that.
But the reality is we need an array of physicians to work with us. Mm-hmm. So it's gynecologists, it's endocrinologists, it's obviously people like your gut, because it's very important, enterologists. So we're looking at very different, distinct specialisms, which is one of the reasons why women kind of fall through the cracks. Mm-hmm. And this is why people like me, who are health coaches, exist. Yeah. Because what we do is we actually help women think about what could be the strategies they need to be considering, and they then need to go and speak to their physician about it, and we work with them.
Christina, can I ask then, if perimenopause and menopause symptoms aren't recognized, managed well, what can that lead to?
Well, listen, one of the biggest challenges is what happens, and this is globally, the data shows that one of the biggest issues with perimenopausal symptoms is because your hormones are out of whack, and I'm talking sex hormones, when your estrogen is out of whack, you also have a higher tendency of having what's called insulin resistance, which is being pre-diabetic. Mm-hmm. That leads to a whole host of illnesses. Potentially could be, it makes it more likely that women get Alzheimer's. So Alzheimer's called diabetes 3, for those who don't know. Alzheimer's, there is now increasingly research to prove that managing insulin for women can reduce Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. Now, women are twice as likely as men to get Alzheimer's. And that's why it's a big issue for us. The other issue is osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is when the thinning of the bone density. And we've got to do particular types of exercise in order to maintain bone density. So it's not enough to have calcium.
No, you've got to be doing your load-bearing, weight resistance.
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
You mentioned insulin, which is one of this group of hormones that actually are really crucial during this stage, other two being cortisol and oxytocin as well. Now, cortisol, I think of as being a stress hormone,
yeah,
which is the one that can, and we get this, we hear about this a lot, this kind of middle-aged spread, and it can help you, can be really helpful in helping you gain weight around your tummy, which mm-hmm. I think a lot of women in their 40s, 50s, 60s, experience, and my mum curses it frequently. What about the role of oxytocin, which is more of a happy one, I hope?
So oxytocin is defined as the bonding hormone. Oxytocin is actually the balancer to cortisol. So there's two things that we need to consider. We need to lower our insulin levels, which I mentioned, things like one of the strategies is doing time-restricted eating or intermittent fasting, mm-hmm. that is proving to lower insulin levels. The second one is when you're thinking about cortisol, what we need to do, oxytocin, we need to consider things that make us feel good. You know, even stroking a cat, hugging your children, dancing around the kitchen like no one's watching. These are the things that help us increase oxytocin, mm-hmm. and help reduce the level of cortisol. Now, we're not going to get rid of cortisol completely because it is an innate hormone that we need to function. So mm-hmm. cortisol isn't the bad guy in the equation. Mm-hmm. However, because we are in the mid-40s, what tends to happen is we are challenged because we're kind of the sandwich generation. We have caring responsibilities, both children, elderly parents. We're in the peak of our careers.
Yeah, it's a really cruel irony.
Yes. So we're supposed to be at our best, but actually our body starts fighting us. And this is why we need to really start understanding how we can help our body.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk some strategies. Before, I also want to hear about some of the weird symptoms that you experience as well, because when you Google perimenopause symptoms, it's like a dictionary. It's a never-ending list. And you're like, oh, crikey, here we go. What was it for you and something that perhaps blindsided you a bit, Christina?
Well, listen, it wasn't my personal symptom, but there's up to 37 different symptoms that women can go into through in perimenopause. One of them, which is the most interesting, is burning tongue sensation. So there's women who actually have the sensation of their tongue burning. Now, you imagine taking that to the doctor, right, and saying, look, my tongue feels like it's burning. the first response is going to be like, are you sure you don't need something strong?
I have a psychiatry colleague who can talk
absolutely, to you. Absolutely. But, you know, and this is where the education piece comes, mm-hmm. comes to play, because we need to be able to have these conversations. And I mentioned the seven realms, and I hope we can touch upon those.
Let's do it.
Because there are so many things that we can do when we feel that something isn't right. And that's one number, strategy number one overall. If you know something's not right, speak to someone like myself who know a little bit more about women's challenges, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. But looking at the seven realms that I mentioned, number one, we touched upon the hormone hierarchy, where our sex hormones are actually impacted by insulin and cortisol, and we need to find ways to manage that and increase oxytocin. So that's not the first realm. The second one you mentioned is the weight gain. Mm-hmm. If you have unexplained weight gain, particularly around the waist, abdominal fat, or visceral fat as it's called, is actually active in a negative way for women. So the more we actually pile it on, the more estrogen receptors it has, and it actually makes things worse. We become estrogen dominant, okay. which is a further problem for us, because that increases the risk of PCOS, of loads of conditions that we have to be aware of. The third area is the mental health. So if we're feeling depressed, if we're feeling low, anxious, these things really hit our confidence levels. And what we then tend to do, if we're feeling that, then we have to really think about, why am I feeling this way? And I'm going to kind of, one of the strategies I'm going to talk about as a seventh realm is the metabolic one. So I'll come back to how that could help the mental side of things. But the social aspect, which is the fourth realm, is critical. We shouldn't isolate. Mm-hmm. Women need to have conversations with other women. We also need to, because it has been shown by research, by the way, that the more conversations that women have, the more they have their tribe, it's like the equivalent of going to the gym.
Oh, sign me up. I'd rather have a chat than do a push-up. Thanks very much. Okay, maybe both. Fine.
We need load-bearing, remember that. Then the other realm is the environmental. The emotional, and that's where we've got the issue around stress, which we talked about. And here we need to make sure that we are doing everything we can to manage our stress levels and lowering our cortisol. But one of the things, the next one is the environmental, and I think that's one of the least spoken. Mm-hmm. Why do I say this? Is because our environment is full of toxins. Now, everyone likes nail varnish. That's toxic for our body.
I'm wiggling my bare fingers at you right now.
Same here.
But don't look at my toes.
Same here. So the other toxins could include wearing man-made fabrics.
What about things like household chemicals and cleaning products?
Absolutely. Okay. And eating out of plastic containers, mm-hmm. and putting food that's hot in plastic containers that releases the PFAS. And so we've got to cleanse our environment as well. And finally, and this is very important because it has now come out of research, this is hot stuff, is the metabolic wellness that we need to consider. And here is the role of the microbiome. Now, that's the gut bacteria. There's little gut bacteria. There's bacteria that we've got, bacteria in our guts that help us digest.
So it's good bacteria.
And
we're seeing more and more connection between mental health, that mind-gut connection.
There we go. So this is why I said to you, with a mental health piece, we need to make sure that we're helping the bacteria replicate, but also maintain it. And what do we need here? We need to, because by the way, microbiome helps in the production of hormones. Okay, so we need to have a healthy microbiome. How do we do that? We consume prebiotics, you know, garlic, asparagus.
Lots of anti-inflammatory stuff.
Lots of, these are anti-inflammatory foods. And at the same time, we also consume probiotics, so kefir, Libne, which is very, very common here. They help us refuel, build more cultures.
I just want to come to text line, Christine, because we're going to run out of time, but I want to get to this message saying, how does a woman know their insulin levels are wrong? Good question.
A fantastic question. So the first thing is think about what are the... So in my case, I said I had skin tags. The second issue that I see very commonly is this inability to lose weight. if you're putting on weight and you're losing, you're having a hard time losing it, have a look at what are your insulin levels, because that could be an indicator. So those are the two kind of big ones.
A message from Sandra saying, my daughter 11 has been quote unquote diagnosed with insulin resistance. School meals are a nightmare. Schools need to have healthier diets and options, and schools need to educate children and help them on their journeys. I would agree, especially in this part of the world when, you know, it's so prevalent.
Absolutely. Child obesity and diabetes levels have gone up through the roof, particularly in this region. So you're absolutely right.
We have run out of time, but I wanted to perhaps ask you to share your details for anyone that's listening going, oh, okay, I need some Christina in my life. What's the best way of getting in touch with you?
Well, if they can pronounce my surname, which is Ioannidis.
I'm trying.
It's Christina Ioannidis _ official on Instagram. It's also the same URL
it's online as well.
Online, thank you.
If you do want the details, I've got the link in front of me. If you just want to send me the word woman, I will send you Christina's details. We'd love to have you back and discuss this further. I think there's an awful lot of very actionable points that women can really grasp hold of and make a very positive change to how they're feeling, what they're thinking during an inevitable time in our lives. But it's great to have people like you kind of holding our hands and guiding the way. Thank you so much.
Thank you for also facilitating the conversation.
Any time. I'll see you back in our studio next time. Won't be by the pool, I'm afraid. Sorry.
Love it though.
If you want Christina Cecil, send me a message just saying woman. As you said, there is a health coach, and you can find her online and on Instagram. She's also the founder of Top of Her Game.